Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I just need to put out a little ears warning, not about the knickers chat. That's tame compared to what we're about to get into, because things are going to get pretty biological around here. On the line now is a lady who has the unluckiest postman in Canada. Amanda Booth is an artist who makes bespoke jewellery that is the essence of life. Literally. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm delighted to have you. So Amanda, tell me, what are people sending you that makes your postman so unlucky?
Well, recently people are sending in semen samples for me to include in jewelry and clay sculptures.
Okay. How did you discover that you could make jewelry from jizz?
Well, funny enough, it started off as a giant joke. For the last, just under a year, I've been making jewelry and memorials and sculptures for memorials and for women celebrating their breastfeeding journey with breast milk.
Okay.
And on one of my TikTok videos where I was making breast milk jewelry, somebody jokingly they asked me if I had ever included semen in any of my jewelry pieces before. And at first I was super offended. but then it kind of became the joke of the office, and I ended up putting up a post on Facebook thinking that it was funny, but then I started getting serious requests for it. And of course I normally never say no to anything that my clients ask me, so I decided to give it a shot.
Okay. The breast milk jewelry, that's a different chat. We'll have to get you back on again to talk about that separately and how you get into that. Focusing on the semen, so there was a demand for this and people, what's the process, Amanda? What do you do with the samples when they arrive? So they arrive into the house, they get dropped off in a container of some sort, big or small, whatever you're into. Do you stick them in the fridge straight away? What's the crack?
So usually we stick them in the fridge until the end of the day when we process all the samples. So I have a special concoction that I mix in with the liquid we flatten it out on parchment paper and leave it to dry overnight. And then we grind it into a fine powder. Because I'm a clay artist, I incorporate everything into clay, and powder is the best way to do it. Obviously, we don't want to be trying to fold that in while it's liquid and goopy.
Okay. Do you live on your own, Amanda? Do you mind me asking? Or has there ever been a mishap where somebody else in the house has mistaken that stuff that you've rolled out on the kitchen table for something else and put it in their coffee or... You know, anything like that happen?
No, I am a mom of three. So I live with my husband and my three kids. We keep everything super separate.
Okay.
So the samples don't even make it into the kitchen. Okay. They're strictly in my office.
Strictly don't go into mommy's office. So who are your customers? Who are they buying them for? Themselves? Are they buying them for loved ones?
Honestly, we have a massive variety of people who are requesting these. Some people are in the BDSM community, so it's more of a kink thing and a sub-dom relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Some partners think that it's an amazing idea to represent their intimacy and their passion for each other. I have some who just, it's an inside joke, so that way they're the only ones who are going to know when they're out and about what their partner's wearing. And then, of course, I also have people who have struggled with infertility. So they want semen jewelry to kind of commemorate the struggle that they've gone through with that as well.
Okay. And what does it look like, the finished product? Is it like, are you making pendants? Are people earrings? What kind of stuff are we talking here?
Oh, gosh, I can make anything. For the most part, the most popular is like the pearl necklace, whether it's a full pearl necklace or like a small dainty pearl. Right. We get a lot of ring requests. I also have one sculpture I'm really excited to work on is because we also accept female juices as well, or liquids.
All right. That must take ages to collect. Oh, unless they can do the thing that we talk about in sex therapy, that thing that you need to really train yourself to do. Gotcha. Can I ask you, when you're finished with it, and it's mm-hmm. in the its final form. What does the finished product feel like? Is it rubbery? Is it hard, like ivory, or what? What's it like?
It's completely hard, and it's sealed with a gloss coat of UV resin. So completely hard, feels like, I guess, like an actual pearl would probably feel like.
Wow.
So, and it's completely no smell, and you really can't tell what it is unless you actually tell somebody.
Unless you know. So it must be temperature resistant and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's waterproof. Yeah, waterproof, temperature resistant. It's good to go because I work with polymers clay. So once it bakes, because I do have to put it in the oven, once it bakes and once it's sealed up, it's totally, nothing's going to happen to it.
And just to clarify, you are using a separate oven to maybe the one for the potato waffles and the chicken Kievs, yeah? Separate oven for the seam and jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Glad we cleared that up. Do you have any shipping issues? I mean, how do you keep it hygienic? Is it even legal to post that kind of stuff?
As far as I know, I haven't found anything illegal with it. Technically, or biologically speaking, once fluids are released from the body after a certain period of time, there's nothing dangerous about them, okay. Especially after once they've been powdered. So, and we have our clients really seal things up really well. So even if there is leakage, they're protected by like double bagging and that kind of stuff. So
is there any bodily fluid you will draw a line with? We'd be like, nah, no, I'm not doing that.
Probably feces. Would be my hard line.
Yeah, I would say that. Well, I thought you would have drawn the line with semen, but look, you've made something out of it. It's a really successful business, and some of the reasons why people do it, dare I say, are quite heartwarming and lovely. You know, if it's to represent a fertility journey or what, I mean, I can think of better ways of doing it, but if that's that's what it does for you, amazing. Okay. So how can people get their hands on the semen jewelry?
So I have streamlined things a little bit. So I do have a few of our most popular options on my website, which is trinketsbyamandabooth.com. But most often people either email me or message my Facebook business page for a consult. We do a one-on-one to personally design each piece.
Okay. Best luck with the business. And the bodily fluids. You're amazing. You're some woman, a brave woman. Thank you so much, Amanda Booth. Thanks for getting up early to tell us all about your business. Lads, what did you make of that? What did you make of that? Would you have made a bit of jewellery out of your bodily fluids? Would you want to wear, you know, someone else's bodily fluids? Some of the reasons are lovely and I get it. And it's a big old job, isn't it?
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.